which I actually don't know what it is, but it was given to me by my grandfather. And my grandfather is one of the people that I really highly respect.
Who is that?
Joe Hill. As I got it, says, keep this, Steve.
Did he pay for it?
Yeah, he paid for it. And my Sundance bundle, I have a small image of a buffalo and a small image of a eagle from a stone. They're both stones. One I wear around the neck and one I wear carried across the under one arm. And they're painted red.
And my paintings are red and yellow. Red from the eyes up. No, yellow from the eyes up and red from there down.
That's the way you paint your face.
Right.
Are these buffalo and eagle stones natural stones, or have they been changed a little bit?
They're natural stones.
You haven't carved them or chipped
no,
them?
No, I've never done a thing to it. It was given to me by a white man. And my medicine was, said it would be given to me. And without telling me, this man, in my vision, said it would be given to me by one of the people that helped want me to live. And I've attained it through a white man, and I consider that that was the thing that was supposed to be given to me. But still, I'm still seeking whether it's the right one or not. But in the meantime, I use it. I carry it, and then the peace pipe, which I have, was from my wife's grandfather, and which to what use it was for, I don't know, but from my general information, a peace pipe is always for a peace in the family, and we have treated good, and what we call feeding it every month, through smudge and putting food out in the open and begging, and it has helped the family. I've noticed, and whenever we forget this ritual that we go through every month, or when we forget that, my family seems to break at the seams. So therefore, I cannot disregard it as being as a fate. And for one thing, when I use whiskey a lot, to a certain extent, we're not just the one social glass, but we're taking it as a party. This medicine of mine usually gets mad at me. And I start losing everything, business and all, regardless of how many customers I got. So I use it, but I don't throw the Bible away either by the same token, because I've read the Bible and I work with a man who is translating the Bible. And I find that there's too many coincide phrases in the Bible and Indian philosophies that I can't condemn it either.
Back, we were talking about the sequence of events in the Sundance, and I guess we got through the opening morning ceremonies.
Yes.
When the sun comes up, does this have particular significance?
Well, it's talking to the day, the spirit of the day, as early as possible, and talk to the sun as a medium to the Creator until it's off the hills. And that's been held back for I don't know how long, like I say, it's been here 500 years with, from known time of records. So it's been done that way, and the same way with the setting. Like this morning at, up on the mountains, I was all alone. I told them I was going hunting bush, but I wasn't. I was praying. I sat there and I prayed to the sun when it was coming up and asked for forgiveness for what we are doing for the beautiful world that he has given us today. Not only for the Indian, but for the white man as well. So, right now, I feel so good after doing that. seems like I've done a beautiful deed for the country at the present time.
I'm sure you did.
So, I can't condemn, like I say, I can't condemn the Bible nor the Sundance either way. They coincide so much, and there's so much that is unknown in the Bible itself by a highly trained philosophers, too. So I figured, well, I might as well keep this humble way until I know a better way.
Then what do the dancers do after the initial sunrise ceremony?
We smudge right after the first day. We smudge, and then we just discuss. And then that's when some discussion comes in. Try to justify ourselves or why we're in there, and we discuss among each other, why are we in here? Is it because of some things that happened, or some things that you wanted to happen, or whatever it was? And this is a general discussion between there and before the singers come in. And then when the public start gathering, they start bringing you cigarettes, which is tobacco. We consider, you call it tobacco in the same sense, so we use that. We cook, it's named tobacco in Indian too, so they bring cigarettes and give it to us and to use in the praying. So we'd open a pack. They bring me a cigarette. If you bring me a cigarette while I'm dancing, and say, "Well, pray for me, Roger, for my business, for whatever venture that you had in mind." And I've got an idea. Maybe it might work. Maybe it might not. Let's just say that. And you gave me a pack, and I open it, and I use one, and I light it. And when I get through, I stick it, put out the under the post. And I leave it there, and it's generally clean every day.
Under the center post.
Hey, right. We bury it, put it out under the center post, right into the pile of the dirt. And they generally clean it every night or every morning. And there's usually a lot of cigarettes, and we have a lot of cigarettes being open. And we try to accommodate everybody that has begged us. See, I'm a greasy mouth, and there's a lot of greasy mouth, what they call greasy mouth children. And the offsprings of all greasy mouth, they come to me. And there's plenty of them. There's plenty of greasy mouth around. And a lot of their kids, they bring me cigarettes. They call me Father while I'm in there. Father, help me, or pray for me. Just come out and say, "Will you pray for me? And here's a cigarette." And they beg you, just like you coming in now and beg me with a cigarette and say, "Well, Roger, I want to smoke with you. See, I want you to smoke with me, and then I know you want me to do something." Then I ask him, "Now, what is you want me to do after I light one?" And go to point to the four winds and say, now what do you want me to do for you? Now, what do you want?"
Is the Greasy Mouth clan one of the larger clans?
They're one of the larger clans.
I want to interrupt the sequence here. One of the things I'd like to do in the next week or 10 days is to try to find out what changes have taken place in the Sundance procedure since 1941, when the Sundance was adopted by the Crows from the Shoshone.
It hasn't changed much since then. I don't think you'll find any man saying it changed this much. Because since 41, I know since 41, my dad danced in there during the war when I came back on furlough, and I talked to him. He's a deacon of a Baptist church for 40 some odd years. But yet he went to the Sundance because there was four of us in the army in the service, and one of them didn't come back. And he's kind of against it because the Almighty didn't hear him when he asked for safety of all four of us. Three of them wounded, and one of them died. So that was a pretty good odds, but he couldn't see it that way.
Would there be any chance, do you think, or put it this way, how good would the chances be of talking to David Badboy?
David is really proud of his medicine. And I think to his capability, I think he will tell you, except up to where he and how he got it.
But he would probably discuss what goes on at the Sundance and why,
right.
But mainly what changes. Now, as I understand it, he's been very active
right.
from
he's
the very beginning.
Close to 50 now. And if you can get him, I think he understands more. And he's considered to have the most power here on the reservation right now.
Do you think that he would talk to me?
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the reason that I specifically wondered.
There's one thing that that David's kind of against, and I know that. He thinks that if you get it, he might think that you're going to write a book and make a lot of money.
Oh.
Well,
I wish he was right. I'd share it with him and all the crew.
That has been a common thinking of the whole general public, because it's been done.
I know, but I'm not a book writer. I'm a collector and a recorder, but I'm not a book writer.
But let me talk to him first before not tell him. He asked me one time about doing this work. Do I getting paid for it? I told him no. I said, I'm not getting paid, and I said, I think I'm doing it for the public, because the general communication between the two, let's say the two worlds, the white and the red world, is so vague that they don't understand us, what we want and what they want. And I said, well, for what I can relate to them, maybe they can spread out and tell among themselves what we're actually trying to do, not to harm them. Like the Sundance, they pray for the world coming out on top of every disaster that we have faced, even the earthquakes in minor places, and we've danced to it and prayed for it, and we take the medicine bundle out. If the world is so in a turmoil now that we took this, taking the medicine bundle out here not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago. And they called me in and say the word of prayers among the medicine men. That was the first time that they have ever done that to me.
What medicine bundle was that, Roger?
And my own. They told me to bring it and use it, see.
I see.
Because that way it's an indication showing that that they believe me, that I'm sincere, because I'm kind of halfway educated and live in the white man world for so long that they think that I'm more white than Indian. But now they found out that I'm more Indian than I am white. And I can speak more Indian fluently and believe more in Indian way than I do a white man. So they began to accept me in that way. It took 10 years for that.
Well, if you think there would be any chance that David Badboy would talk to me with you there, I would sure appreciate it some evening this week, even if possible.
Yeah, I'll probably see him in the next day or so.
Wednesday night, I can't do it. I have a fellow coming from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh boy, I don't know. That leaves only Thursday night.
Want some more coffee?
No, I don't care for any more. Thanks.
I thought you were just as much as I am, but you're not.
Well, I'll try some more after that. Do you think there'd be any chance of coming down tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
To talk to him.
I doubt if I see him tomorrow.
Where does he live?
He's staying in Lodgegrass right now.
Well, maybe early next week then would be the best.
Yes, I can give you a ring when I contact him.
Fine. Call me quick.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not there, just leave word with my secretary.
Uh-huh. What is your office number?
259-4507.
259-4507. I got your home phone, but your new office phone.
It's not in the phone book yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joe Hill dead now?
Who?
Joe Hill?
No, he's still living.
Is he young enough to communicate?
I think he will. I think he will. But his son-in-law will want you to compensate him. He's that type of guy.
I see. How about William Big Dead?
William's dead.
Okay, now, once the singers come on the second day of the Sundance, or the first full day of the Sundance.
The first full day of the Sundance, the singers come in and there's four songs that's generally sung. These same four have been with us ever since they brought it over from Fort Washakie. And they sing these four songs, nobody did it, runs to the post, all four songs until they complete it. And then various organizations, singers, there's organized singers, see there's groups, and they've made, heard songs, and it's the same beat, but it's all Sundance songs, and they all, well, they're competing against them, against each other, who would have the best medicine song that was made, see.
Are these singers not participating in the Sundance?
But they just sing for the Sundance. And in retaliation, they hope that that we pray for them. And we, just like a convention, let's say we had a convention in Billings and the last resolution we put out was thanking the city of Billings that we have, that there was in cooperation with us with our convention. It's about the same thing. We, almost at the end of the dance, why I'd get up and see I'm a, what you call a, an MC now. See, I've been that in the last 3 years now. They gave me that through Joe Hill and some of the other clan fathers. They have gave me that authority to do so. And I get up and I say, now, all men, I don't just say you, I say, now all men that have sang for us and helped us with the Sundance, that we thank for you and we prayed for you. So that way they generally feel better too, and they seem to think that they have contributed to some effort to the Sundance.
Does this take place in the afternoon or the morning?
Right before the end of the second day, after we have our stalls built.
So that would be late in the afternoon?
Right, be late in the afternoon. After they build our stalls and we come out and they look us over and we... And some of these people know a fake, trying to have a fake medicine, and they know it. And it's generally the talk of the crowd. That guy didn't have that, or he never would have been to fasting. Where did he get that? We never seen that before.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Like a fake...
medicine bundle.
Right.
Oh, I see.
See, when we pull out our medicine bundles, we have it out in front of us and we're going through the whole rituals.
Of course, the only way you can get a medicine bundle is by vision.
Uh-huh. Right, it's put together through vision.
Can you buy them nowadays?
There's some, but they have sold some. The modern ones, but the older ones, they were well shot. I think picked up most of them. Originals, but the white man had a different, it's got a different idea against the medicine bundle. They think that we carry one bundle 100 years. Of course, some have. Some have been handed down through generations, but a medicine bundle is an individual property. Like mine, it's an individual. It's put together separately and through various dreams and through my own interpretation and interpretation of others, so I've put it together. And it has taken me over 10 years now to put it together. See, if you can be a medicine man or attain some kind of a medicine in a, either a tobacco society or the Sundance, you can be a what they call a water chief in a sweat bath. And I have been one of them because they have given me that authority to do so by my, let's say, elders. And all the praying we've done, I took Ray in one time, Ray Gordon. he asked me about the Indian religion. I said, now, Ray, I said, I'll take you to a flood bath, and I said, I want you to participate. I've helped you this far. Now, just follow me. You know enough Indian to realize the whole thing. And I told him, when you say Bakure, which means indication of a creator, supreme power, or Ahe, father in there, which indicates the same thing. And I said, I want you to keep this in mind. And I took him in. And he went through it with me very good. He really liked it. And when we got out, I told him, I said, now, what could be more clean in my body and mind and worship and the spirit and the truth? See, you don't joke about it, and you you don't joke about it, and you're really sincere in your talking, just like I'm talking to you. When I'm in a sweat bath, or either in the mountains, or either in the lodge, I'm not ashamed of it. I can just get right out there and talk.
Well, we're mentioning sweat baths. How long do you usually stay in, do you know?
It varies. It varies how you pray. When you first go in, what we call a kind of a preliminary heating of the rocks, and just kind of splash water on it and keep praying. See, you asked me now, Roger, my business failing, would you put on a sweat bath for me and give me a piece of cloth to cover the sweat bath, or either a rock, or either some wood, a load of wood, to start the thing. See, or either give me a smudge, might be a bare root or a pine needle or sage. You say, here, use this for me and pray for me. And in the preliminary, I pray for you, an Indian, and help them this way and that way, and it all depends how long it takes. But the funny part about it, the rocks, they heat. I've known as long as an hour and a half.
But can you stay in a sweat bath that long?
Yes, you do, because you go through the rituals of this preliminary, and then the four rocks, which would indicate the four seasons. And then the four seasons, or the four winds, there's several indications to that effect, and I can't sit here and say, well, it's the four winds, and are the four seasons. You got to, most certainly, kind of a shoot in the right direction anyway to open that you're right. See, the people that I've contacted, I'm trying to find out what it means by four and seven and ten and what we call millions. By that, I was trying to find out, but it's been handed down for so long, nobody remembers. Mm-hmm. And but there, a lot of people have various opinions of the preliminary, which is the why I'm doing the sweat bath for. Let's say if I'm doing it for you, I'm doing it for Stuart Connor, and he asked me to. And I'm not a medicine man, and I don't possess no powers, but through you, I'm asking you for the favors of Stuart Connor. So. Mm-hmm.
Huh? I don't think we can go back so. Yeah, it's been running along all by itself. Roger, after the singers who are not participating in the Sundance have finished toward the late afternoon of the first full day of the Sundance, what follows that?
Well, actually, it's just, let's say, one program all the way through. The singers just keep singing. And if they find one of them, it's going to just like a church, receiving the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. When it gets like that, they can tell it. They can tell one man or a woman getting it, and they change singers just right together where they won't lose a beat. And they can keep it, I've known it continuous for 14 hours for the purpose of this man receiving it, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and it stays together, but it's just the one program. And we keep it dancing, and as we start, like I say, they start bringing cigarettes in, and they ask you, they call you out to the post, and the non-participants cannot go beyond the post, west of the post.
Well, during the time that the singers are singing, do the sun dancers just kind of dance individually?
Right.
And do whatever they feel like doing?
Right, but they face the pole, and whether they want to, they run to the pole and dance back, or just stand in one place, it's their prerogative.
What significance does the center pole have itself?
The center pole itself is just a ritual that we go through, and we more or less keep our mind at it. Our mind is clear. When you, I've noticed that some of the dancers, when I wasn't participating, they just keep a dancing, blowing on the whistle, and look around the crowd, a show off. But I've never did that. I've kept my eyes on the post, which helped me to keep my mind on the Creator at all times and who I'm praying for.
You know, one time I talked to a person that had been in several sun dances and received an explanation of the various components of the sun lodge, the sun dance lodge, which corresponded with the Christian concepts.
Right. They have been that way, explained to me in that way, but I can't bring it out because due to the fact that I'm not sure of it either myself, and that's why I say I can't condemn the Bible or the Sundance religion, because the center pole indication of the Creator, which they keep that in mind, and then the buffalo, buffalo is the maker of the home. The hide from the horns all the way down to the hoof is a sub. It's a commodity that put makes a home. And then the eagle, I don't know when they had it when it was adopted, but it was an indication of being a high bird, a high praise bird, and that it's got a lot of power because it flies close to God itself. Because even before then, when they adopt them, the way, to my understanding, studying and questioning the members of the Sundance, which it took me 10 years to make up my mind, and in that time, I've asked why there's 12 poles, and they said, well, it's actually the 12 disciples and the 12 moons, so they kind of classify it like that.
Well, do all the Sundancers have the Christian explanation, or do some of them completely reject this and stick with the old Indian ways?
Some stick with the old, and they wish that they can still pierce their skins and really sacrifice themselves. I, for one, wish we could do that. We don't. Because I'm under psychiatric treatment right now of stopping myself, trying to push myself to a lot of projects. See, even in finding out about religion, I go all the way back to the Bible, read the Bible through, and try to prove to myself what truth there was in there. And I'm that way with everything, life and all, business. And I'm 50 years old, and my mind is so full. And then when I lost my mother, why, I had a terrible headache, and it threw me off. So I'm going to Fort McKenzie monthly, every month, and taking tranquilizers, trying to control my mind. It's getting spread out so much that that I can't get no work done.
Thinking of so many things?
Right.
Trying to figure out the reasons?
Right. and exploit the any project, any business like that. I've been like that for all my life now, and I think it's high time that I should slow down. But my mind is, even my dad said that I've overworked myself and I can feel it. And I'm trying to get a job. I never held a job except this one here for 10 years now. And in that 10 years' time, I've done so many projects. Along with it, I disregard this thing, see, and I'm losing money on it. So I'm trying to control my mind down to one or two objects where it won't hurt myself as well as my family.
Yeah.
Because I found out that's why some of the millionaires keep going to psychiatrists. It's not only that you're nuts, but you're trying to control your mind. I read that in a book, and I find myself in the same class. In my depression feelings, I drop all these things that I'm working on, including my living. And my family really get hurt when it does that, financially. So I'm trying to pull it down to this kind of work, and work with Ray Gordon on language itself and teaching the people and the historical facts of the tribe, and then maintain my business.